Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 789, The Haas is Back, recorded live on July 15th, 2021. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And I am Haas.
Haas is back in the podcasting co-host seat. Welcome back, man.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
It's been a while.
The sauce is back.
I mean, how long has Halo 5 been out?
6 years.
Day or two.
Shortly less than that.
Yep, just shy of 6 years at this point. It's been quite a while since you've had a permanent position on the podcast. You were on for our E3 show.
Yes.
So you were on for that.
Pre-E3, right?
Pre-E3, yeah. Yeah. But now you're back. You got a taste of the podcast style a little bit. Talking about some Halo, getting hyped again now that there's a new game coming out. And you said, I want a little bit of that back in my weekly routine, so
you know, there's a little fire burning again.
Yeah. You got a little fire in your heart, Spartan.
A little bit.
Yeah. He's rubbing two sticks together.
Well, we are happy to have you back. It has been a very long time. And we are so thrilled that we can get on board with this Road to Infinite. We've gotten a little bit of the hype train going. Hopefully, we'll get more of that in the coming weeks or months leading up to release. I guess some initial thoughts from you, since you were on the pre-E3 show, So now it's kind of after that. Your thoughts on what we know about Infinite and what you're thinking, what you're excited for, before that, we got Pins in the house gifting 5 tier 1 subs. Thank you, Pins, for that. It's just he hands out subs every podcast like he's made of money.
The man's a legend.
He is. Thank you, Pins. So yes, your thoughts, Haas, on where we currently stand with the upcoming release for Infinite.
Well, first things first, the narrative part of that presentation, I felt, took it back to Halo 4's beat that they were on, and I was all about it. With Cortana 2, or whatever we're calling her, Cortuna.
Mm-hmm. The weapon.
The weapon. The vibes you get from that, and Chief, and the interaction there, I'm all for it. And a lot of people were commenting on like how Chief was handling human bodies versus Covenant bodies. There was a lot of really cool, small, subtle things there that I really appreciated. Made me excited for what the story was going to be. Gameplay-wise, looks exciting, looks fun. 12v12 was a letdown. I know I said this in the pre-E3 show. I was expecting like 20. And yeah, that's a tough spot to go in because you're going up against Battlefield and their bigger battles and all that. Mm-hmm. But I felt like 20 was like that perfect grow from the player quantity from Warzone and what we've already have. When you just kind of scale BTB back down to 12v12, I just feel like you're getting Warzone with the classic modes and no AI. So I'm sure it's going to be fun. Everything we've seen, I think, looks fun. Everything they've announced around it, the battle passes, everything, I think has been a home run announcement.
Yeah.
And like,
the gaming industry loves the battle pass system that Halo Infinite has.
I'm a big supporter of battle passes, period. And that has always been my critique, is like, I hate feeling like I have to grind a game, especially as I get older and responsibilities pile up around it. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time I once did. But
sure,
you know, so their systems that they are announcing, the skins, everything, free to play. There's a lot of elements they got going, working for it. I'm still waiting for that multiplayer thing that says this is going to be different. It's going to be the same, but it's going to be different. And we're taking it up that extra level, and 8X or players hasn't quite done that for me. And I know a lot of the Halo community. Yeah. 12v12 sounds fun. I mean, we've all wanted big team battle back.
Yeah.
Especially after Halo 5.
Just and natively. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, 8 more players to BTB. It's fine. That is a good improvement, but it's not that thing that I'm just like chomping at the bit to know more about. Because I just feel like, okay, 8 more players, cool.
Yeah.
But overall, I would give the whole presentation like a B+. And they've said all the right things from what they have said, but they have been quiet since. And I think if you're on Twitter, you're starting to see the people be like, okay, we're
waiting.
We're hungry again.
Yep.
Well, they were hungry 10 minutes after the show was over.
Right. So maybe we're starving.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Haas.
Finger.
Yeah. Everybody wants more information. And I think with the way things went with Halo 5, they're taking a more measured approach to Infinite. Because if you notice, they really haven't started pushing story yet. Not like they were in Halo 5. I mean, they had all those live action trailers already going and all this other promotional stuff that they were doing for Halo 5, but we have yet to see that for Infinite. So I'm interested to see what their game's going to be. And we are getting to the short terms here.
Yeah.
You know, next month it's starting to get to be crunch time.
Yeah. We're in fall. And the gaming season officially starts next month.
So, yeah, they definitely need to start getting, if nothing else, getting advertising out there to get us, you know, hyped about what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised nothing really has gone big yet. And I mean, maybe a lot has changed. Well, I'm thinking it might be two things. One, COVID has changed a lot, obviously. Any of the kind of maybe filming type stuff or any of the live action type stuff they would have done probably all got scrapped because of COVID. And I don't know how much of that would have been part of their whole advertising campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally blanked on what my second thought was. Oh, second thought. I mean, they're really pushing the whole free-to-play multiplayer side of things. So maybe the story is a little bit of a backseat for this iteration of the game as far as the advertising out there, because if they want to hook people in, they want to hook it with the free-to-play piece of it.
I kind of want to go into Infinite, the campaign, blind. So if they are...
I can appreciate that too.
If they're going to be tight-lipped on it, that's cool. I think last year with Eshram, right?
Eshram, mm-hmm. Yep.
Eshram. That was fine. Visually, it obviously... complaints are what they were.
I'm sure he has a fresh coat of paint.
And fur.
Because I don't want everything revealed prior. Like, if there's going to be a Halo CE-esque flood moment, or a Halo 2-esque Arbiter moment, I don't want to know. And I know we're not going to be Arbiter in this. I feel like 343 has been pretty clear. We are Master Chief, and then we become our Spartan. And I'm all for that. So I'm okay with being blind going in, but they do need to kind of like maybe reconfigure some of last year's announcement with the modern visuals and kind of hype it up on that end. And I think we'll probably get that post-flighting. And my stomach says they're banking on the flighting generating hype.
But that's only going to generate hype for the multiplayer. That's not really going to do much for the campaign.
It's not going to do anything for the campaign, but I'm talking the overall game. Like, that's just going to generate interest and hype. And so they're kind of hoping, okay, once the flightings and, you know, dates are announced and, you know, they see all the Halo streamers and probably the top streamers that they'll help get into the flighting process, their tokens, so they can be streaming it and the hype is really generated. Then they can be like, here's your campaign on top of it, you know, icing on the cake.
Yeah, you know. Personally, you know, with the the campaign, I'm with Haas. Yeah, I don't want them to reveal this, any more of the story. But a Halo 3-esque type campaign. The campaign they launched for Halo 3 really had very little to do with the actual story that was told in Halo 3. Of course, you know, most of us guessed what the story was in Halo 3 because we played Halo 2. And it was a continuation of that game, so there was that expectation already. But yeah, I think they need to give people a reason to buy the campaign.
Right.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be full story.
No, it doesn't
either. But like what you were saying, take the kind of campaign gameplay experience that we got from 2019 E3 and maybe show a different part of it that shows a little more of the functionality, the different interfaces, maybe show more, a little bit more of that tack map, show a little bit of what the day night cycle looks like, or the some of the new banished stuff. Like, give us little teases of, okay, here's the environment that you're playing in without revealing too much of the actual story tidbits behind it.
I have two trailers as we're sitting here talking about it coming to my mind that I'm like, that is the kind of cues I want them to take. For Halo 3, it's the You Are All Vermin one.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Halo 4, it was that CGI one where the Didact is like scanning Chief, and like Chief gets jumped on by the Promethean Knight. Mm-hmm. I think those types of trailers generate mystery. They generate a little bit of hype, kind of cue you in, maybe a little bit on the enemy you're about to encounter without revealing too much of the details. And I would love both of those. Like that, take cues from those, because they could repurpose the Ashram stuff. They could repurpose mm-hmm. the gameplay reveal. They could even reuse the weapon trailer with you know, a voiceover, and mm-hmm. we'd be in a pretty good shape there. And I think for a lot of Halo fans also, like, you were making comment, like, what's going to make people buy the campaign? They also need to show these limited editions, what those are going to include. You know, what are the perks for the multiplayer person to buy that? Even if, you know, because there are completionists on the multiplayer side. So if you mm-hmm. keep something over on that campaign side behind that $60 or the Game Pass, you got to entice them too.
Yep.
And so I'm kind of wondering what multiplayer is going to be in that free to play multiplayer, and what is not. Like, is Forge going to be part of the free to play multiplayer, or is Forge going to be over on the campaign side?
I would imagine it's on multiplayer, but that's a good question. And traditionally, they've had unlocks customization wise behind campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ever since Halo 3.
Yep.
You have all
Hayabusa.
Like, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, all the different unlocks for
Halo 4, you got the Mark 6 or the legendary visor, I think.
Both.
Both.
I think for different parts of it, yeah. And then Halo 5, you have the same thing. MCC, you've got the same thing for completing campaigns there as well. So,
yeah.
There's been a track record of having customization unlockable. Like
special nameplates. I'm sure nameplates are going to return in Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty gaming standard now.
Yep. It's just, how much are they going to push really the free-to-play side of things versus the campaign? Because there's a lot of Halo players out there that play the campaign side of things, too.
Yep. I mean, maybe they're not worried about it with Game Pass, you know?
The free-to-play side is going to be their moneymaker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where they're putting all their ducks to make money on the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you still, I mean, if you're going to produce a campaign, you need to give somebody a reason to buy it.
Yep.
Beyond just the Halo fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You want to get the general gamer in there who will be, and not just, I mean, you have the people that go in, it's like, oh, it's a new Halo game, I'm going to play this for 3 weeks and then go back to.
But every game has that.
Fortnite. Right. Or Apex or whatever people are playing these days. I think it's one of those things that it's been heavily impacted by COVID. I'm really surprised we haven't seen a lot more since the Xbox press brief, which has been over a month ago at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they did say that was the reboot on the Road to Launch campaign or whatever the exact terminology was.
Yeah, there's not a lot out there since that.
And it's a tough spot to be in because we don't really know how much everything's been affected.
Mm-hmm.
They also still have to fulfill, they do have to find a way to please fans and generate hype. You know, I love Forza Horizon, but Forza Horizon beating out Halo for most anticipated game kind of was a punch in the stomach to me. I was like, that's great for Forza, and I love Forza, but man.
Yeah, hurts as a Halo fan.
Yeah, because I felt like that was Halo's moment to really crank it. I don't know.
Part of it could be people are being cautious because of people's perceptions from the past couple of games that 343's come out with Halo 4 and Halo 5. So people might just be a little bit skeptical and a little more cautious this time around. And we might be pleasantly surprised. And when Halo Infinite launches, everyone's playing it.
Yep.
Not me. I'm jumping in with both feet.
I think we all are.
I fully expect month one to be insanity around Halo Infinite. It's months 3 to 6 that I am keeping my eyes on the most. We're all going to be excited. Anybody that's played a Halo game is going to be excited. Halo 4 was pretty well played for a good minute, and then it died off. So it's going to be interesting to see how 343, especially as a games as a service model this time, is going to continue the hype and the interest in their game, especially as so many games now are running this model. And I feel like every other week, it's like a new game's got a new thing coming. And I'm like, ooh, I got to play that. Like Sea of Thieves, they got Captain Jack Sparrow. I'm just going to go Microsoft titles here. And then you got Flight Simulator's got Top Gun coming.
Ooh.
There's all kinds of cool stuff like that. And granted, those games aren't Halo, but they got to continue the interest. And I think there's going to be some interesting moves from 343 post-launch. I just hope they can deliver on that and maintain that interest for month 3, 6, and beyond.
We're in a very precarious spot. Because the legacy that Halo has from when Bungie was the caretakers of the franchise, people beloved what Bungie did so much. And 343 has done some controversial stuff. Granted, to some of us, it's like, okay, like we like how this is changing the game a little bit. There's some new elements being added to the franchise, which every franchise needs to grow. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for everyone that's saying 343 killed Halo, I mean, they're keeping Halo alive. They're making more games. They're giving you new experiences to keep playing Halo.
Yep.
With what 343 is doing and trying to really honor the more classic Halo, the feel with going back to a Halo ring, really trying to recapture what Halo CE did, but then also kind of keeping in with their story beats is, at the moment, seeming like kind of the best of both worlds really coming together.
Yep.
And it's going to be really dependent on how well they can meld that and make it a experience that's familiar but still new to appease the old fans, which is kind of a knock on wood scenario because
everybody's an old fan now.
Yeah, depending on what you consider old.
I mean, we're 13. No, that's really bad math. We're just a year and change away from Halo 4 being 10 years old.
Yep.
Which is
and Halo as a franchise is 20 years old in November.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to please. I mean, shoot. If you were legally allowed to buy CE when that game dropped, you were at least 38 years old.
GT's
GT is 37.
No comment. Well, the one thing a lot of people are forgetting is that people like me are the oddballs. Most people that have reached my stage in
life, as much of an oddball as you think.
Let me finish. Most people that have reached the age that I'm at may still play games or play Halo, whatever, any game, but they don't play with the same volume as someone in their 20s does. With me, I'm just getting frustrated with the stupid games that I have, but life gets in the way. And as you move later and later in life, you have more and more things to do. Especially if you start a family, kids take away a lot of that playtime and you have to try to squeeze it in whenever you can. So it's not that they don't love the games. It's just they have less time to play them because other things take priority in their life. So
it becomes a lot more important on the quality of the game experience.
The deal is there's no way 343 is going to appease everybody. Somebody's going to complain. It doesn't matter what they do. They could rebox Halo CE and somebody would complain about that.
I'm sure people did when Halo CE Anniversary came out.
Yep.
Well, that actually was not that great. You know, the only good thing that they added to that was the skulls. But the overall deal is they also need to be able to bring in new blood. Because we're not going to support them for the next 10 years.
Not the way they need. Absolutely.
No. All those Fortnite
kids. As they get up, you know, like I said, as people get older, they fall off of that particular part. And I'm not saying they lose the joy of playing the games. They just other things become more priority. You know, I remember when Halo launched after I got my own Xbox. Hell, I usually spent 4 hours a night playing Halo, just the campaign. And then when I got Halo 2, hell, I'd stay up until 11 o'clock at night playing Halo 2. Sucking at it.
Yeah.
Oh, you by know, the way, Dust, the days, Bait, man. Really?
Those were the days.
Bait, really?
You just now noticed what the title of the last episode was?
I was going to say something earlier. I just forgot. But anyway.
Oh.
If you want to know what I'm referring to, check back 2 episodes.
So I've been talking to some more modern casual gamer friends that have picked up MCC on these, you know, $20 deals, whatever, you know. Thank goodness for that. And they keep saying...
Not until Monday, by the way.
They keep saying Halo 4 is not as bad as they remember it. And so that was kind of like, you know, I've been kind of saying... Lately, there are elements to Halo 4 that I think 343 should have stuck with going into Halo 5. I think the gameplay, especially, they should have kept rolling with. There should have been tweaks, but I do think Halo 4 was set up more in a modern way to capture gamers, especially the younger audience, moving forward than Halo 5 was. I think Halo 5's multiplayer was great, but it was great for an older audience, but they didn't quite capture exactly what the older audience wanted, and they threw in new elements that, like, younger kids obviously grasped to, but they're like, this isn't fun. You know, we saw Call of Duty, like, the shooting element, the hit markers, things like that. I think Halo 2 Anniversary took what Halo 4 was doing and did it well. There just wasn't enough variety there. But I also think the elements around Halo 4, you know, we all ranked up and maxed our Halo 4 experience and finished unlocking everything in a month.
Yep.
And then they were like, here's the castle map pack. And it's like, okay, that doesn't do anything. And then by the time they added the ranks that you could only see online on their website.
Yeah.
We were all gone. I mean, not... You know, gone, but
the bulk of the population
had moved on. And I think MCC with the ranks and everything they got going on in MCC right now, you kind of forget about that and you can kind of just enjoy the gameplay and have all those things happening around you. And you're like, wow, this game's actually pretty fun. Still not my favorite, but it's like, there's a lot here that I like as a game in 2021 that I'm playing. There's a lot to like here. And I kind of hope Infinite follows suit with that.
It's a lot of things to balance.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they've got for multiplayer, especially the tweaks that they've made to BTB.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the big thing for me, is seeing how they approached BTB for Infinite. You know, how they balance those extra 8 players with vehicles and maps, dev-made maps.
Yes, that's a big plus in my book. That's a
big thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just how that went, because we really haven't, it's been a while since we've had a good BTB. Halo 4 did have BTB, but one of the drawbacks with it was loadouts. So everybody had a plasma pistol in their pocket. So vehicles were not useless, but a lot more of a challenge to use. You couldn't be as aggressive with vehicles in Halo 4 as you could in Halo 3 or in Reach.
Now they're made of paper compared to some of the other games.
They sure were.
Well, you could go, the problem was you go around a corner and there's a plasma pistol and then you're stuck.
Then the pocket shotgun, the bolt shot.
Yeah. I'm not saying 4 didn't have its problems, but the overall impression I had with the multiplayer, I loved it. It was fun. There was things I didn't like about it. There's things I don't like about all of them, but I think with the move between 4 and 5, they did make progress. I don't think they actually took a step back, because Halo 5 is fun to play. Getting used to the movement mechanics does take time. And for some people, it takes away from the gameplay for them. That's, me personally, I like the pace of the Halo 5 Halo 5 multiplayer. I like the pace of it better than I did any of the other games, because it feels like it moves much faster. The older games, they just seem to drag for me, and they always have.
And that just shows you how much gaming has changed over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Because Halo was the staple after, like, GoldenEye for shooters on console.
Yeah.
Like, it defined a generation.
Until 2007, 2008, I would say, without question, Halo was the standard.
Mm-hmm. Now you've got all these other games that have basically ridden Halo's success of getting a first-person shooter working on a console in the way that it does today.
Yep.
There's such a powerful legacy in Halo, and it hurts as a Halo fan to see, like, how far we've quote-unquote fallen in the ranks of just gaming in general.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, to both y'all's point, Halo still has to innovate and attract the newer blood that's out there. Mm-hmm. That is the gaming audience. It's not us old folks anymore who grew up with Halo CE and Halo 2 and Nintendo 64, all the wacky shooters that the D-pad.
It's the people playing Warzone. It's the people playing Warzone. It's the people playing Apex. It's the people playing Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shoot, go beyond that. Go Minecraft. Go, what's that other Minecraft? Roblox?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I had no idea how huge Roblox was, but it is massive.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many types of things inside games now that you kind of have to learn from each other. Don't have to copy and paste, but learn. See what the other people are doing. You're not the leader anymore. You know, people aren't copying you. They're using the legacy that you left them. So now it's your turn to leave a new legacy.
Yes, it is. And 343 has done a pretty good job, I think, bringing Halo forward in the gaming space. There's a few trip ups, but every game developer is not going to nail the experience.
Right.
But for what they've given us so far, they've done a pretty decent job. So I'm very thankful that Halo still continues to come out with new content and new games, new books, and that the Halo franchise itself is still thriving.
Oh yeah, they are. I mean, their reach is wider than just video games.
It's a multimedia franchise.
Yeah, they're still the bread and the butter as a video game, but the books, hopefully that show delivers. My God, I hope it delivers. You know, and I'm sure post-Infinite, there's going to be more coming down the line that we don't know about.
Sure. I mean, the whole games as a service introduces a whole new aspect of what Halo could be and could deliver with content updates or the traditional DLC as far as new maps, new modes, new campaign expansions.
Yeah.
I mean, we make this joke all the time, but the possibilities are infinite with Halo Infinite.
They are.
And what they could do. I mean, if there's ever a time for Halo to shine in a new age, this is it.
Absolutely.
And I think, like everyone else, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think for the most part, people are very happy with seeing 343 trying to go back to some more of the core of what helped define Halo in his earlier days without necessarily dropping all the new stuff that they've really come up with the story that they've built, with the new mechanics. They're obviously introducing the whole free-to-play aspect and the battle pass, so they're adopting into what is now the industry standard for multiplayer, which is free-to-play and battle pass or unlocks that you pay for. That is the gaming model, regardless if you like it or not. And I know people back like 3 or 4 years ago, after we thought the next Halo game was going to be coming, 3 years after Halo 5, were saying, we don't like this whole battle pass thing. We don't like loot boxes. Industry's spoken. People have spoken with their wallets. That is the industry standard now. It's free to play and some kind of battle pass or loot box system.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness it's not loot box. But
Thank goodness, yes.
The battle pass, I don't have a problem with.
Moved away from that.
Yeah, the battle pass system, I don't have a problem with, because you have you buy the pass, you have a set of goals, you can see what you're going to get. The whole loot box thing, I never did like it, other than to make fun of Beowulf, but I never bought into that system because to me it was just another waste of money. It was gambling, and I saw it for what it was. The only packs that I ever purchased were ones that had guaranteed items in it. You know, I was guaranteed to get these pieces of armor.
Like the classic helmet pack.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the Voices of War pack.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, those I had no problem buying because I knew what I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the battle pass, like, you know what you're getting. You just still have to work for it at the same time.
Yeah. Yep. Or you can pay the money to unlock each
fast track
rank.
It.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, you're given an option if you're, and a lot of them, you know, they got the holy Lurker Zero in the chat.
Ooh.
Lurker?
I miss that.
That's a name
videos.
I haven't seen in a while.
I thought he was dead.
Sorry, that name popping up. I've seen him on MCC a couple nights, and I'm like, man, I miss that guy's voice. I forgot where I was going with that. But, okay, we're talking about ranks.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how 343 is going to handle the free unlocks within a battle pass, because every game has, like, you know, every 5 to 10 ranks, you get, you know, one free thing in there. So how much quality are they going to hide behind the paid ranked system, and how much are they going to hide give you within the free unlock system?
And then what are they going to give you in campaign?
Yeah, they have to reward that. The one piece of feedback I would give on the unlocks within MCC is I don't want to be forced to play a certain way to get my unlocks. Just let me play the game I want to play and let that progress. You know, if you need to scale it, fine. If you want to throw in some extra challenges, fine. But don't punish me for playing the way I want to play. If I only want to play 2v2, reward that the same as you would somebody who only wants to play campaign or firefight or whatever the modes are going to be that are there.
Sure.
That's what I want. I'm hoping they can balance that properly.
Well, and they said in one of their updates that anything that's Battle Pass is going to remain behind Battle Pass. There's only going to be one way to unlock any kind of customization. So it sounds like, for the most part, you'll have a possibly like some campaign unlock, some like what you're saying, Haas, the free kind of multiplayer unlock type stuff as you just like progress through or rank up and either like maybe ranked matches or just kind of XP based stuff for just social matchmaking type of stuff. Maybe some things behind could be locked behind Forge or something like that.
Yeah. Spend 20 minutes in Forge. I don't want to spend 20 minutes in Forge. I'd leave that for Duquesne and its mongooses.
There you go. Make a race track. You get the Duquesne cat helmet.
I'll make emblem. A circle. You just watch.
Just one checkpoint and you just go in the loop over and over and over and over again. Yeah. Well, needless to say, I think there's a lot of things that we're looking forward to. We still never really went past our open with talking about what you're interested in, so there's a lot to say about Infinite. It's safe to say we're all very excited about the potential that Infinite has. As far as what we're actually going to get, that remains to be seen. As far as the actual promotion for the game, compared to previous Halos, definitely lacking, whether that's because of COVID or other reasons, we don't know. I think Haas is on the money. I've seen Twitter just try to grasp at straws for leaks and rumors, and there's the whole thing. I think there was a tweet on Monday. It's like, flight incoming in 48 hours, and here it is Thursday, and there's no word of a flight.
If you bought into that, I'm like, 343 doesn't announce them at 6 a.m.
No.
Okay. Although
I have to admit they are pushing it pretty hard, so it's probably not that far away.
Yeah, 343's been tweeting a lot about making sure you're signed up for the insider.
Yeah. Program. I got some thoughts on that, but I don't know. I don't think they have the numbers they want.
And well, it wouldn't surprise me.
I really hate this system.
Well, I mean, they for MCC, what they had, 300,000 invites? I mean,
they have plenty of invites, but like, I think Uni came out yesterday. He was kind of addressing some of the not good feelings about everything going on right now with those tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, a lot of people's information's not up to date or is not completed. There's a lot that we need. To me, that says this system is too complicated to get what you're wanting. But
it's not that complicated, though.
It's not that complicated if you're a fan and you're in the know. But I've had to walk at least 10 people through this process. And I'm like, because they're like, oh, is Halo going to have a demo or beta? And I'm like, kind of, but they're not calling it that. Oh, do I just pre-order the game? No, you have to go to halowaypoint.com/insider, and then you need to register, and then you need to fill out this form, then you need to run a Diag on your PC if you're going to run it on your PC. It's just like, they're like, oh, I'll just do it later. And they'll never do it.
Yeah, yeah. Barrier to entry. It kind of sucks because it's like, okay, at some point there's probably a bare minimum that they're trying to capture.
Yeah.
But even that bare minimum is a barrier to entry.
And like, I feel like they are pushing it so hard on Twitter because they're like, please, we need your help. And, you know, I think something as simple as like, throw it on the dashboard of the Xbox, like, click this to register your Xbox and your account into the flight would do wonders for those numbers. Because who's not going to want to do that?
It's yeah, but say, how would you know, do that on PC?
I'm just talking about for right now, just address the console side. For PC, I don't really know what the answer is. You know, get out on Reddit forums, you know, have IGN kind of help you pump it, you know, get these other avenues of people who can communicate information to you to help get that message out. If that's what you're needing, I'm sorry, like Sketch, Unishek, Grimm, like all those guys, they have huge followings. They have huge Halo followings.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get general gamer followings to jump in on this. And so who do you need to go to help market that and extend your reach? Because right now, that's I don't think it's being done.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hadn't thought of that being a barrier, because for the most part, it's been just used for MCC at this point. But now with it really trying to showcase for a new game, you're right. We do need that IGN, that GameSpot coverage of here's how you sign up for the Halo Insider to get access to what traditionally has been a beta.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for us, that's easy. Like, we follow Halo. We see their tweets. We follow their studio people and, you know, anything Xbox. And all our, you know, a lot of our social media algorithm is geared towards Halo. So, yeah, we see that and we're like, duh, okay, here, we're done.
Right.
But, you know, the guy that gets on his video on Halo MCC on his Xbox for an hour a night, if he's lucky, who probably wants to play the Infinite Insider, but all he does is turn his Xbox on, turn his Xbox off, and goes to bed, we're missing that person.
Yep.
And that, so how do we reach that person? Does it on Halo 5? Do you need a box like, you know, they did the Halo Worlds promotions and stuff like that? Oh
yeah, the card.
Like, you know, get those cards up. Make it as easy as possible.
I think they have been on there though.
So that's why I think it needs to be on the dashboard, because then it's like a tile. You know, they have advertisements on there. Advertise your stuff.
Yeah. Like, that's a good point. 343, if you're listening. Haas has your back. 343, please. Well, Haas, it's great to have you back.
It's nice to be back and share some opinions not restricted to 240 characters.
Yeah, that's what Twitlonger's for, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, what's going to be your number one thing that you jump into for Infinite? You're going to jump in campaign first, or you're going to jump into multiplayer first?
Traditionally, I always jump in campaign and run it until completion. I'm older now. I don't know if that will be a possibility. I do plan on taking vacation during at least the launch. So same. We'll see. I generally aim towards campaign first because I want to beat it on Legendary. Kind of get my fill so nothing can be spoiled. There's some games I can let be spoiled and I'll be okay. Halo, not so much. But I also know I got that group of friends that's going to be like, yo, spamming me invites. That's going to be hard to say no to.
Yeah.
I think the flighting will probably hopefully get that fix done that, okay, I've played the multiplayer and now I just need to play the campaign. I'll see you guys tomorrow kind of thing. So. My current prediction is I will be on campaign night one, and then
same. I
will sleep for 4 hours, wake up, and play multiplayer for the next 24.
There you go. I think the same will probably be for me. I will have I have leave set aside to take off basically that week as well to play. That's like my last bucket of use or lose that I'm planning to like reserve is for that week whenever they actually announce the date, which is a little frustrating. They haven't announced the date yet, but
I think we'll have that by the end of this month.
It would be nice to kind of plan schedules.
Yeah. Right.
Is it going to be before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving? Is it going to be?
I don't know, with their whole pushing the 20th anniversary, I think they might keep it pretty close to the launch date of CE.
That's my hope. I think that'd be perfect.
I don't think it will be the same launch date. I don't think it's coming out on the 15th.
Well, no, that's not Tuesday. So if they try to do it on Tuesday, yeah. That's not.
But I think it could be that week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, when does Forza Horizon come out? Because I know that launch date kind of made a lot of people like, ooh, that's close.
I think it was the 9th.
But I don't know if Microsoft is going to care all that much. Because it is two totally different audiences.
It is.
When you scale it.
But yeah, the 15th's a Monday, so I'm thinking either like the 16th November or the 18th.
I mean, they could do a
that's a week later.
On the 16th, but like it always released at 9 p.m. the previous, so you just call it a 15th launch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Why not? Just do that.
I don't think by releasing Forza close to Halo, you're going to be facing the Titanfall 2 situation of throwing your game right between Battlefield and a Call of Duty. I do wonder if they're waiting to see what Call of Duty is going to do to kind of like, hey, let's just make sure we give Halo enough room to breathe. But I kind of hope Halo kind of has the confidence to release when they are ready to release, and it doesn't matter what their competition is doing because they know they believe in their product that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know if the public can do that.
It's fair.
You know, it's one thing for the game developer to have the confidence to go up against Call of Duty, but if the public doesn't have that confidence, you're fighting an uphill battle. So
I think a lot of that advertisement needs to come out to build mm-hmm. that confidence.
I mean, Call of Duty is dead silent right now, so
they need to start, you know, hyping the game. You don't have to tell us anything about it. Just get some marketing out there and get Infinite in people's heads.
I don't want to see the same GIF or clip of the multiplayer reveal trailer anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Give me something new to chew on.
It almost feels like, to me, they're riding too much on the prospect of what flighting will generate hype for.
Yep.
And past Halo games haven't relied on, like, yeah, having a beta is nice, but they haven't relied on flighting for marketing their game.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, if that's what they're doing, I think that's a big misstep.
Yep.
If they're holding out to let flighting be an advertisement push to have people come and actually purchase or buy the game or play the game, that's a big yikes to me. Because that's not marketing.
No.
I mean, it is a little bit.
It is marketing, but that's more of a bonus than that you should be counting on.
We should see them on YouTube, like.
Yeah.
At least bi-weekly with something mm-hmm. to YouTube is, it kind of blows my mind when you actually like look at how big and how extensive the YouTube reach is alone. Like, man, let's take advantage of that.
Like how many different, we had like monthly releases from like IGN, GameSpot, all these different gaming news sites.
Yep.
After E3, like for Halo 5 on all the, like there was basically monthly news articles from all these gaming websites after E3. Nothing's happened.
Get some trailers mid episode of, I don't know. What are we watching now? Walking Dead was popular back then, but it's not anymore.
Stranger Things.
I'm talking live.
I don't watch TV anymore. So
Yeah, I'm like, what's popular on live TV now?
I don't even know.
Nothing that I see.
Oh. I mean, there's Disney Plus, there's HBO Max. Yeah. I mean, so many people are streaming service, and now
they do need to get some advertising out there in some way. I'm stumping myself here.
Sports. Yeah. I mean, Monday Night Football. I mean, I remember that. The Starry Night trailer.
Oh, yeah.
During halftime.
Yeah, and everyone's like,
watch that Monday Night.
There's a commercial coming out for Halo, and everyone's tuning in just for that commercial.
Right. And then you caught the people that weren't watching for that video, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you see people on socials like, I just saw a Halo commercial, like totally unexpected. It's like, yeah, we were waiting for it.
Right.
We've been waiting the last 2 hours for that commercial.
Right. And it was The Walking Dead for the Locke and Chief dual trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, man, we need that.
That's an hour of my life I'll never get back.
I waited for the cell phone video to go up on YouTube and then the official one to come out 2 hours later.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm surprised that there hasn't really been a push.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to hope it's close.
Yeah.
And
maybe it's all COVID related. And like, if it is, then like, I get it. COVID's had an impact in multiple areas across the world.
It's a problem you got to find a solution for, though, somehow. I mean, it's a crappy situation. We all respect that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, at
if you want your game to succeed and get people playing, there's.
Give us something.
Something's got to be there. Yeah, exactly.
Give us something.
Yeah. So, Well, Haas is returning as a permanent co-host. For those who kind of didn't pick up on that earlier, we've seen a couple questions in the Twitch chat saying, is Haas back now? And he is back. He's back for the foreseeable future.
No, that's his front.
I respect the dad joke, but I'm face palming on the inside. So we are going to be back next week. We actually have a scheduling conflict, I think. I think DJ is supposed to be coming back for doing the pre DreamHack drawing for the Griffball stuff. And then we had another person reach out to us about promoting something else, so I got to deconflict that. We'll be back on Thursday next week for sure. But we'll probably have a double podcast feature next week. So stay tuned for that.
Yay!
GT, you have the show notes up to go over at least the playlists that we have coming in Halo 5 for this week?
Maybe.
Like, kind of scrambled to get the ones up for MCC.
Maybe.
Since I forgot to do that before the show happened.
I might. All right, for this weekend, we get Griffball rotating in for Community Slayer. Slayer rotating in for Griffball. That was backwards. Warzone Assault goes live. Both of those are going to be your double XP playlists. So get in there and get your XP. Next weekend, we get Action Sack rotating in for Community Slayer. And on the 29th, we will have CE Anniversary Throwback. And Warzone Turbo goes live.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to break Dust tonight.
I don't want to break Haas tonight. We'll ease him into it.
Next week. Wait.
I don't know if you've seen that part of the podcast yet, but yeah, we'll. There's a little something there.
Yeah, Dust tends to break himself when it comes to Warzone Turbo.
You'll see next week.
All right.
loud warning for next week.
He breaks my ears. Looks like for MCC, Escalation Slayer is coming in as Griffball hits the showers. For ranked playlist changes, we got Halo 3 Team Double rotating in and Hardcore Doubles rotating out.
Yep. So thanks for the playlist updates. Hop on in. I know DJ was playing a lot of Griffball over the past couple of weeks.
Yes.
Like, every time I went over to the stream, he was playing Griffball. He couldn't get enough of it this time around. We also had Cannon Fodder 117 come out, which we got to be a little part of. Jeff, or Grimbrother1, reached out to many content creators across the Halo spectrum, and everyone did their own little homage to Master Chief, being the 117th Cannon Fodder. This was mostly about John 117. There was also an announcement of a new Halo Encyclopedia. No date, I think, on when that is actually releasing, but continue the bulk of... Let's see, we've had two kind of other Halo Encyclopedias before, so this is kind of the third one.
And this is the big boy.
Mm-hmm. 25% larger, nearly 500 pages.
How many pictures? I'm a picture book guy.
Probably really over 2,000. If you're averaging like four a page, I guess.
What is the picture to word ratio?
Yeah, that's what I need. There I need that information. I need like 50 pictures to one word. Like a caption, Master Chief, Warthog. Good there.
It's the simple things in life, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we had Halo Mythos and Halo Warfleet, and we've had a couple other encyclopedias. So yeah, we get another one of these coming out, which is just ridiculous. I'll be buying it too. So along with us doing a podcast, there was Sacred Icon Halo, there was Podcast Evolved, and then the Luminary, which is actually a pretty recently newly started Halo podcast. We've also got to hear from Claude Herrera, Brendan Lowry, Alex Wakeford, And then we have a bunch of YouTubers who did some stuff. So Forward Unto Dawn podcast had their 42nd episode, which is a nice number to pair up with Master Chief, the answer to everything. So they did a special on the Master Chief. We've got Installation 00, Halo Canon, Hidden Xperia. Halopedia did a special little something for it as well. So Cannon Fodder 117. Go check it out on Halo Waypoint. And that's going to wrap it up for this podcast. This was mostly a welcome back for Haas and kind of get some first impressions. We had some other things in the back pocket, but we got to talking. So I think he fit right back in without missing the beat. What'd you say? What'd you say, TT?
Easy with the pockets.
We're just one step closer to getting all four back to try our hand at running MCC again.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Remember that Halo 3 run?
I will never forget.
All ghosts all the time.
Yep. I don't think the pre-order is available yet for the Encyclopedia pins. Oh, it is available from Dark Horse. I take the back. So, yes, it's available for Dark Horse. I don't think the pre-order for Amazon is up just yet, but give it a little bit. It'll come. With that said, you can check us out on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can catch our live stream every Thursday night on Twitch at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is when we do the podcast. And then every Friday, we have GT hosting Fraggin' Friday. And that also happens at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We have a poll that goes up in our Discord for the game that we want to play. So if you want to play Halo 5 or MCC and you want to come join us, then the Discord is the place to make your voice heard on what you want to play for the coming playdate. We've also got Achieving Halo taking place at 9:30 on Sundays. And we're currently going through some of the Season 7 challenges in MCC. So if you're working towards those and you want to come join us or come watch us in crazy moments like the time I splattered Prestige in a ghost with the Warthog last week, then you can come on over to the Twitch channel and watch us there as well.
And, you know, there's the time I walked up to the forklift and it exploded.
Yeah, GT actually joined us on an Achieving Halo night.
Briefly, I had to leave unexpectedly, but yes.
So did you punch the forklift or did it just blow up? Because we thought you like punched it to make it blow up.
I might have.
Okay. That's what we thought. We weren't entirely sure, but...
Sorry, Keys.
I'll get to that, Pins. I haven't forgotten yet. We've also got the places where you can interact with the community, which is our Discord. We also have a Spartan Company and an Xbox Club that you can join as well. Our Spartan Company, we are 91 away from our next kill commendation, which is the Lucky Commendation, which is Cluster Luck, Last Shot, Sayonara, or Fastball Medals. 91. Pretty close. You can also find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, Amazon Podcasts, and pretty much all podcasting services out there. If there is a place that you listen to podcasts that you cannot find us, please reach out to us and let us know, and we will try to get the podcast where you want to listen to the podcast. For those that support us, we thank you so much for all the support that you guys have been providing to us, especially throughout the last year and a half. We've grown quite a bit. I think largely thanks to Pins's open wallet, apparently, that we have access to. We have multiple ways that you can support us. First, and the easiest way is just kind of helping spread the word about the podcast. Share us on social media, Twitter, Facebook. Let people know about the podcast. Come join us on their Discord community and come hang out and interface with us, interact with us in Discord and the Twitch chat. You can also support us through subscribing to us on Twitch, if you so choose. We've also got a Patreon, and we've got some lovely folks over there who are helping out. We've got Prestige, Pins double dipping over on the Patreon side of things as well, and Confal. Confal and Pins at the $7 tier and Prestige at the $10 tier, which we'll be getting him on probably within the next 3 weeks for his guest hosting spot as one of the Patreon rewards. So thank you for that, Prestige, and we'll work to get you on a Saturday. Haven't forgotten. We're getting there. And then we've also got PayPal that you can donate to as well if you'd rather just donate to us monetarily. We announced a couple of podcasts ago a partnership with 4chub, and all the contributions that we've gotten over the past year and a half or so have helped led us to being able to put up $2,000 for a prize pool for our Fiesta Frenzy tournament, which is crazy to think that we're actually finally hosting a tournament. I've had a desire to host a tournament from the Podtacular side of things for a very long time, and we're finally able to do it. So there's the Forge Hub contest going on right now as the first part of the partnership, and then the tournament side of things will be taking place in October. So brush up on some Super Fiesta and get ready to mix it in with some competitive style, and we'll see what happens. And yes, who's this Biowolf that you're talking of, Laird? I don't know who this guy is. And one final thing before we leave, we always joke in the Twitch stream, like before we like hit record, or even sometimes during the show as well, some of the technical difficulties that happen on the podcast or on Twitch or something. So Pins has come up with some draft entries for a Podtacular bingo card. And I'm assuming this is a work in progress because there's only literally 25 entries at the moment, which technical difficulty should have been that very middle slot there, Pins.
Well, that's too broad. I mean, it's got to be pretty specific.
Right.
Well, so his middle option right now is keep on fragging them trucks, which we say every podcast because that's just a tagline that we use for every podcast. Well,
see? But see, technical difficulties, you know, that's something specific. Technical difficulties could be anything. Somebody forgets to unmute their mic, computer crashes when you hit stream, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pids has a point. The middle spot's usually a free space. But the thing is, if you're waiting for the very end to claim that free space, because we only say that at the very end, then like how many people are going to have claiming bingo? We've got Hayden with the raid of 7. Thank you, Hayden.
Hey, Hayden. Thanks.
Yeah, you just doubled our numbers, bud. Thank you. Thank you for heading over here. And yes, Haas is here. Haas is in the hot seat. He's in the Haas seat. All right, we've got... So I'm going to read some of these options that we have. Some of them are really good. First one, community update comes out after the podcast has started.
That never happens.
Doesn't happen as often anymore, but it still happens from time to time. We've got more than 3 guests. Godzilla has camera problems.
Again.
Yep. Pokemon reference in the podcast. A guest has audio problems. Turbo time. A viewer hits a sub anniversary. So that's kind of rare-ish. Mm-hmm. Although with how many gift subs Pins hands out, it probably will not be as infrequent. Duststorm reports he's finished a Halo novel. Podcast goes longer than 2 hours. GT has audio problems. Dust has camera problems. Dust has audio problems. OBS causes a problem. Halsey's journal is mentioned. MySpace is mentioned. Community projects are focused on. Podtacular's episode numbers is evenly divided by 100. Podtacular episode is a book summary, basically the same as me reading a book. A Halo 5 Spartan Company achievement is complete. That's a good one. Community update comes out less than an hour before the scheduled start of a podcast. Podcast gets rated. A guest has video problems. Podcast is delayed or canceled due to computer issues. And Halo file shares are mentioned. So that's the current running tally of Podtacular bingo cards that Pins has come up with so far.
You know, we're going to have to figure out how to incorporate all those into one show at least one time.
I mean, there's a good number of them that come up basically every time.
Yeah.
The camera problems don't usually happen that often. We've figured out the trick with Skype for now until
Skype breaks it again. Skype.
Yeah. GT almost always has audio problems because you're always fiddling with some setting that got reset when you restarted Windows for some reason.
I really wish Windows would leave my damn settings alone. I get it the way I want it, and then they do an update and break everything.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon reference doesn't happen as frequently as it used
Pikachu.
And there you go. There's your bingo card. Halsey's journal on MySpace is usually brought up by Laird or Pins in the chat.
Or both.
So we might have to have some justification. Then there is, like, does it come up naturally or is it prompted by the chat? If it's prompted by the chat, maybe it doesn't count or something like that. I was going to put GT praises the Xbox app, but...
Sure.
Does Halsey's journal have a MySpace?
Don't do that. Geez, Laird.
Oh, man.
Because the Xbox app is great.
Bobby, we'll follow up. We'll follow up later on the Pokemon stuff. So, bingo card in the making. Maybe we'll have one officially published at some point. It's definitely a start. Definitely appreciate it, Pins. I think there's some room to add into that. Maybe that's something we can throw in the Discord. Have people put in recommendations for bingo card entries, and we'll go from there. So, Haas, it's good to have you back.
That's good to be back.
He is back permanently, which will be nice. We've got some stuff we're excited about for Infinite. Some things that we're still a little cautious on, a little cautiously optimistic. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. Seems like flighting is around the corner with how much they're pushing it. So if you haven't updated your Halo Insider profile, I will definitely reiterate, go sign up for Halo Insider, haloinsider.com, and help your friends.
And help your friends.
Maybe we can put out a little video on how to fill it out or something like that. It's pretty straightforward, even though it does take some time.
Do a PSA on how to register for
yep.
The lighting.
With that said, that is going to wrap it up for the podcast tonight. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. We had quite a few people show up on the Twitch chat. We got a couple new folks and a couple returning folks from quite a while ago. So thanks for hopping on over. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. Until then, you want to do the honors, Haas? You want me to do it?
Keep on bragging trucks.